Now, back to more Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
I'm pleased to introduce Diana Rauner, as we've wanted to speak to her for a while in this program. Are you, well, first off, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks.
Thanks for coming on. And are you looking forward to the end of this campaign?
Well, I think we all are. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The wire.
When you know, you guys have what by all accounts appears to be a happy family, a wonderful life, and certainly can do anything you want. When Bruce came to you and said, "I want to do this," what was your first response?
Well, it wasn't something I want to say on the radio, that's for sure. You know, we're all very, very proud of Bruce. All six of our kids and I are very proud of what Bruce is trying to accomplish. And we've talked to our kids about this, and we've said, you know, there are things that are worth sacrificing for and putting yourself out there for and putting your reputation on the line for. And we would say Illinois is one of those things. It's certainly a mission that comes from the heart, and it's a noble mission, and it's a privilege to be able to take it on, honestly.
Well, I think you've been a terrific spokesperson for him and for your beliefs in all of this. Did any aspirations yourself to do this?
Absolutely not. Never.
So I would guess then your favorite pledge of your husband would be no more than two terms?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And when he says he doesn't want a political career, he means that he wants a wife.
Yeah, he's been here several times, and it's always enjoy having him in studio, and obviously enjoy talking to him on the phone. I've said many times, look, I salute his success, and I think his success is a calling card for the job that he could do. But are you surprised that success is made? A negative or an attempt is made to make success a negative in political campaigns?
Well, my sense is that, what Bruce is trying to accomplish, talking about improving the economy and really changing the way that we run our state is a powerful message that's pretty threatening to a lot of people. And so I think character assassination pounding on someone's success is really the only strategy that seems left in that situation. I mean, right now, I think that Bruce's opponent and his allies are spending almost $500,000 a day on purely negative advertising, which I guess, you know, for some people that works. I would think people are a little tired of that. But, Bruce, I think, is running on a real vision and offering hope. And certainly we've been seeing that as we've been out and around. People are very excited. I think people really, really are hungry for change, and they feel like maybe it's right around the corner. And it certainly that's the feeling we've been getting as we've been out and about.
What if it goes really, really well? You win, and it goes really, really well. And, 4 years from now, you start hearing rumors about a White House run.
That's one thing I could promise you will never happen. I've been really clear about that.
Well, I appreciate you stating it here and stating it so clearly. What do you see your role being if he wins on Tuesday?
Well, I have been working for decades in early childhood education. That's my passion. That's the place where I believe I can have the greatest impact on the world and on society and on Illinois. And so I'm going to continue to do that. I'm very, very committed to promoting the high-quality early childhood education for children in poverty. I believe it's the best way for us to prevent the achievement gap from ever opening and to level the playing field for the most at-risk kids. That's also about supporting families and ensuring they have high-quality childcare, parent coaching and support even before children are born. That's the work that I love and I believe very strongly in. So I'll keep doing that, and I think that's a really important issue for Illinois.
You've done a nice job in these commercials and made it clear that you're a Democrat, and outside of marrying outside your faith, going forward with this, what can you say to people who might be on the fence in regards to how a Governor Rauner would be able to work with Democrats?
Well, I think the fact that we've been able to have a bipartisan marriage for so long. And I have to say, because you said I married outside the faith, when I first brought Bruce home to meet my parents 20-something years ago, my dad said, It was very nice, you know, very nice lunch. And then he said, he's not a Republican, is he?
Well,
so I know people take those party affiliations very seriously, and I guess they are important. But I do think that especially in a situation like we're in our state, where we know we need to change direction and we need to do something different, I think that people can vote the person and not the party, and that doesn't make them a traitor to their faith, and it doesn't mean that they're converted to Republicans. It just means that they're voting. You know, I think a lot of people split their ticket and they vote one way for one part of the ticket and you know, they sort of cherry pick along the way. And that to me seems like the sophisticated way to vote. And I believe that people can do that and still hold on to their self-identification as Democrats. I'm going to.
Yeah, well, and I would like to think more people would make decisions on people being the best for the job as opposed to whether or not they go to one dinner or a different dinner.
Yep.
All right, before I let you go, two other things. And obviously, Anna or anybody else wants to jump in here other than Kevin. There's been a lot of mud thrown and there have been a lot of charges laid out. And I know you guys have a very busy life and you've seen a lot and done a lot. But is there one misconception in your mind that you wish people didn't have or maybe hope they don't have in regards to Bruce Rauner?
Well, I hope people see really into his heart and see what he's trying to accomplish and why. I mean, this is a guy who really, since he was a little kid, and I guess as the oldest of four, has really had this tremendous sense of responsibility for other people. And it's the way we've raised our kids. We've always told them that our job is to leave the world a better place than when we found it. And he is really just driven by a tremendous sense of responsibility and generosity. I hope people see that. I think it comes across when you meet him. But I know with a lot of the mud that gets slung out there, there's a lot of just perception that he's just a mean guy, and nothing could be further from the truth. He's actually kind of a teddy bear.
The major question this morning, obviously, and we'll leave you with this, is when you guys go out for hot dogs, who puts ketchup on them?
Not me. We eat most of our hot dogs at baseball games, but I'm a mustard or plain guy, and Bruce is an everything guy.
An everything. So the everything was for him.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we've solved hot dog gate already this morning. So the everything's for Bruce Rauner. The plain is for, apparently, Lance, and the ketchup and mustard is for somebody else. Listen, I really appreciate you being on, and good luck through the next few days. I hope you take a few days off, and good luck.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for being on. Well, she's very impressive, isn't she?
She is. Yeah. She's been a very effective spokesperson for her husband.
Absolutely. Reminds me. Yeah, she's very good. Very good.
So a couple things came out of that, and Mary, make a note of these, because this is breaking important news. One is that Bruce Rauner will never run for president. I believe something along the lines of "Over My Dead Body" came out.
Oh, yeah. She's tough to tell.
Yes. And secondarily, the hot dog gate has been solved. He's an everything guy.
Everything.
Yeah. Maureen, you feel better?
Maybe. Well, I enjoyed the conversation, but we're spending too much time on hot dogs.
Well, I feel like we brought the hot dog story to a close there, didn't I?
You did. Okay. And so we'll drop it.
Well, I wish I could promise you that. Mary's back with a traffic update on 720 WGN.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays 5 to 10 on 720 WGN. That's all.